The Metropolitan Opera auditions of the air. Broadcasting Company, in collaboration with the Metropolitan Opera Company, presents the Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air, the half-hour program which opens the avenue of opportunity to young Americans from every corner of this great land of opportunity. This evening you will hear Gene Grant of Chicago and Richard Castley of Aberdeen, Maryland, with the American Broadcasting Symphony under the baton of the distinguished Metropolitan Opera conductor, Fausto Cleva. This is Milton Cross inviting you to the Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air. Richard Castley was born and raised on a farm near Aberdeen, Maryland, which is close enough to Baltimore to explain, at least by reason of geographical proximity, why Mr. Castley attended the Peabody Conservatory of Music in that city. He explains with a smile that his first audience was his father's herd of cattle, but since those days on the farm, Mr. Castley has faced and won many a more discriminating audience. He has been soloist with the Baltimore Symphony. He has won Peabody's Voice of Achievement Prize 2 years in succession. When Brian Sullivan of the Metropolitan Opera was unable to fulfill an engagement in The Messiah, Mr. Castley stepped in to sing. He sang in the world premiere of Hugo Weisgall's The Tenor, and with the Hilltop Musical Company and Albert Herring. Tonight he comes to these Metropolitan Opera auditions of the air with a famous and familiar tenor aria from Bizet's Carmen. Carmen, you remember, is angered because Don Jose is about to leave her in answer to the bugle call for the return to quarters. He tells her he is indeed loath to go, and that he still loves her, and to prove it, he takes from his blouse the flower she had thrown to him at their first meeting, and he sings the famous flower song, telling how this now faded blossom reminded him of Carmen all through his 2 months in prison. Richard Castley sings the flower song from Bizet's Carmen.
Je ne sais pas.
Richard Casserly has given us the flower song from Bizet's Carmen. The Windsor Park area of the south side of Chicago is a district populated by the plain everyday Americans who love fine music and have great respect for anyone who is endowed with its gifts. Jean Grant and her twin brother Alan were born there, and when Miss Grant first gave evidence of her singing talents, it was no surprise that her family, led by her mother, gave her every encouragement. Today, Miss Grant carries with her the little notebook in which her mother wrote, June 1st, 1938, Jean started music lessons. With the advent of college, her twin brother and sister took different paths. Today, Alan Grant is a research scientist, and Jean Grant has behind her a wide experience in music, including the Chicago Opera and Concert Guild, the St. Louis Municipal Opera, the Broadway production of Giancarlo Menotti's The Consul, several other Broadway productions in a lighter musical vein, and the leading role in a New York production of Wozzeck, into which she stepped without rehearsal on 2 days' notice. This evening, Jean Grant makes her bow on these auditions of the air with Leonora's dramatic aria from the final act of Verdi's La Forza del Destino, weary of the many tragic vicissitudes of her troubled life. Leonora calls upon God for rest and peace. Pace, pace, mio Dio.
Oh!
Heard Gene Grant sing the Pace Pace Mio Dio from Verdi's La Forza del Destino. At the opening of the third act of Gounod's Faust, Mephistopheles leaves the hero to his own devices for a few moments in Marguerite's garden. Alone on the stage, Faust muses on the strange and tender emotions which he feels there where the lovely girl has spent so many hours. This is the aria. Richard B. Cassily sings for us now, Salut demeure chaste pure. All hail, thou dwelling pure and holy. Oh! Singing Sarin in her Chastecure from Gounod's Faust. The summer concerts in Grant Park, Chicago are justly famous and are an integral part of the cultural life of our great Midwestern metropolis. Every Chicago-born young singer dreams of appearing there as soloist, and last summer that dream came true for our Metropolitan Opera auditionist, Jean Grant, when she jokingly said here in New York to the director of the Grant Park concerts, "Think of it, Jean Grant singing in Grant Park." And think of it, Jean Grant soon was making a number of appearances in Grant Park. And now in more serious vein, Miss Grant turns to a rarely heard work for her next aria from Francesco Cirea's Adriana Le Couvreur. Jean Grant sings Io son l'umile ancella.
Yeah.
Grant has sung the Yo Son Lumile Angel from Chile's Adriana Lecouvreur.
Next week at this same time, the United States Armed Forces Radio Service will bring you another in this series of Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air, with Milton Cross as your host for this program, which offers an avenue of opportunity to young talent in this land of opportunity. Join us then for the Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air. Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air have been brought to you by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Enjoy this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit